The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, show number 546. Welcome to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, helping you celebrate Celtic culture through music. I am Mark Gunn. I'm a musician and podcaster, and thank you so much for asking. My new CD is doing quite well. Thank you. You can find a link to my new album. It's called Selkuth. It is now on sale and on streaming and everywhere. You can check it out. So I'd appreciate it. Helps support me as a musician as well, if you enjoy my music. So I share my love of Irish and Celtic music from around the globe, and I want to introduce you to some amazing Celtic bands and musicians. The artists in the show need your support, which you can do by buying their music or telling a friend about the band you found. You can find a link to all the artists along with showtimes and chapters for each song when you visit our website at CelticMusicPodcast.com. You can also support this podcast on Patreon. St. Patrick's Day is just a month away, and I've been thinking about ways to reach new podcast listeners. Interviews were one of the things that came to mind. So I wanted to ask you, is there a podcast that you listen to that might need someone to talk about Celtic music or St. Patrick's Day? Drop me an email, CelticPodcast@gmail.com. So today we're going to highlight the women of Irish and Celtic music. We kicked off the show with Wolf and Clover. It is not just a band of ladies, but there are three women performing in this band. The Wolf and Clover played the Columbus set that was from their album 12 Month and a Day. It's a brand new album. And it features Jessica French, who plays fiddle, viola, cello, guitar, piano, mandolin, and voice in the band. Shelley Murphy de Bruin is the vocals, and Caroline Richards plays accordion. Next up is Lissa Schneckenberger with Fisher's Hornpipe from her album Dance. And I would recommend, if you're not subscribed to her newsletter, she does have a good one. She helps her fans who want to learn to play Irish tunes do just that. And she has a whole bunch of little methods of encouraging and share some sheet music and whatnot. Go check out the newsletter. It's well worth subscribing. Here's Lissa Schneckenberger.
Sadness I heard. May I kindly ask, what your song is about. Glanced at me sideways with a shy tinge of doubt. It's a song from my father from before time began, but I knew not its meaning till I was a man. Like reeds on the river, bow to the boat, bend your will to the current, or sink in. We sat there in silence and sipped on a pint. I began to consider the meaning myself of the choices and changes at hand I was dealt. Like reeds on the river, bow to the boat, bend your will to the current, or sink if you don't. Set your heart. This song to make sense, but I think that it's saying, don't live in regret. Go live your dreams, have a story to tell, but keep your eyes open and a hand on the helm.
Tether you down. A good wife weed at her garden roots. The lark sings sweet in the morning, oh. Humming a tune to the sound of hooves. The dove speaks soft at night. The hoofbeats ceased at the garden wall. The lark sings sweet in the morning, oh. She smiled and stood at the rich night's call. The dove speaks soft at night. When last they'd met, they'd both been young, as the lark sings sweet in the morning, oh. With a secret love that had gone unsung, the dove speaks soft at night. The dove speaks soft at night. He'd taken her favor 10 years before, and he'd sworn he'd treasure no other. He'd carried it with him through the war, and now he'd return to his lover. Oh, he'd finally return to his lover. But here she was, another man's wife, with children and prosperous steading. He'd guarded that torn veil with his life, while she had been forgetting. Oh, while she had been forgetting. Her eyes grew hard, though her smile remained, as the lark sings sweet in the morning. Oh, she told him she would not be blamed. The dove speaks soft at night. 10 years ago he'd left her alone, so she'd given up tears and regretting. She thought in the foolish flush of youth she'd stitched that veil for her wedding. Oh, she'd stitched that veil for her wedding. But he'd left without binding his future to hers. No request, nor an oath, nor a ring, oh. And she'd seen while she'd bought him the boy of her dreams. He was foremost a squire to his king, oh. His heart belonged to his king. The troubadour say that the girl should wait, but she'd no trouble then in deciding. I want a good man with a loving heart now, not a duke after 10 years of crying, oh, not to you after 10 years of crying. The bridal chimed as he turned his back, as the lark sings sweet in the morning, oh. With the veil in the mud of the farmhouse track, as the dove speaks soft at night. A good wife hums in her garden rose. The lark sings sweet in the morning, oh. With a silk tied high to scare the crows. The dove speaks soft at night. As the dove speaks soft at night. Oh, the lark sings sweet in the morning, oh. And the dove speaks soft at night. The dove speaks soft at night.
After Lisa Schneckenberger came the Kelly Girls with Reeds on the River from May You Always. That band features Ashlyn Keating on tin whistle, flute, bellhorn, and ukulele, Melinda Kerwin on fiddle, Christine Hatch on banjo, guitar, and vocals, and Nancy Baudette on guitar, mandolin, and bouzouki. After the Kelly Girls came Jenna Moynihan with The Eagle's Whistle and Major Campbell Graham from her album Woven. And Jenna is an artist who I apparently missed. She had a publicist who submitted music to the podcast several years ago, at least five. And fortunately, with the migration of music and as I was looking through it, I came across her name and was like, huh. Did she submit music to the podcast? And lo and behold, she did. Or at least, again, her publicist did. So I'm happy to finally get her music on the podcast. I think actually Shannon Heaton recommended that I reach out to her at one point. So again, I'm really happy to have her music on the show. Hopefully I can get some more in the coming weeks. And we finish up the set with Heather Dale. That was Lark and Dove. I want your feedback. What are you doing today while listening to the podcast? You can send a written comment along with a picture of what you're doing while listening. What are you also doing with your local Celtic community? I do need some more feedback. So send an email message or a voice message to CelticPodcast@gmail.com. I would love to share your thoughts. You can also post on Facebook like Eric Aguirre did. He messaged some photos, in fact. Mark, you said you were looking for some feedback, so here goes. First of all, it's amazing you are now 42 episodes past 500. Wow. So many thanks. And I totally agree with you, Eric, man. It still blows my mind. 17 years. Second, you asked what we are doing while listening to the podcast. Well, the other day, I was running south of Huntington Beach Pier. And oddly, for such a lovely day, as you can see by the attached picture, nobody was there. The podcast made some lovely accompaniment as I ran with, or sometimes carrying, a small Aussie Doodle puppy. On a different occasion, I put your podcast playing from my phone as I climbed Angel's Landing in Zion National Park. It was a great day as well, and perfect lively music to motivate me up the trail to the glorious view at the top. Thanks, Mark. Cheers. You are so welcome, Eric, and thank you so much for sharing those pictures. If you want to see those pictures, go to CelticMusicPodcast.com, look for show number 546. Alina Larson wrote on Facebook, "I love the fire. I've got to get back into listening to podcasts. I've really enjoyed the selection of music you play and have found out about a bunch of great bands through this podcast." That's awesome, Alina. I really appreciate it. I'm glad you're enjoying it. And yes, keep listening. Finally, Tom Danger Speck sent a message on Facebook, "Listening to Nightfall number 531 while doing a pre-winter clean of my property. Cheers to you, Mark, and thanks for helping to keep me warm." And he has a little picture there as well. It looks quite delicious. Got to see the picture. Thanks so much, Tom. Of course, Tom plays with the band Screeched In, who recorded on my song, Bright Side of Everything, which is on my new CD. So you can hear Screeched In on my new CD. Did I mention my new CD, Selkuth? A little shameless promotion. All right, next up is One Street Over with the Maids of Mitchellstown from Beyond the Gate. It features Katie Enders on cello and fiddle.
1, 2, 3. Thank you.
the bell.
Hi-ho, come roll me over.
To man the wheel.
Hi-ho, come roll me over.
To man the wheel.
Hi-ho, come roll me over.
Three men to gallant braces.
Hi-ho, come roll me over.
Three men to gallant braces.
Hi-ho.
deep roost peep. Those mockingbirds silent, now we feel no breeze. The violet tops whisper, harlequin. We sway by the stream.
After one street over came Rambling Sailors with Hi Ho Come Roll Me Over from their album Kenway's Favorites that features Susan Sisko's on voice, and she also plays guitar with the band. Empty Hats was after that with Mary Kiss the Quaker and Morrison's Jig from Greatest Hats that features Linda Cavey on Bowron. Dublin Abbey was after that with Eileen Moore. That's from their self-titled CD. It features Emma Elder on vocals, flute, tin whistle, mandolin, and harmonica. And Dublin Abbey will be featured on Pub Songs and Stories in a couple of weeks, I think the end of March. So make sure you subscribe to Pub Songs and Stories at pubsong.com so you don't miss that. We finished up the set with Bonnie Ride Out with Bert Gaunola's Jig, Lizzie Duncan's Fancy, and Ron Gaughan from her album Scottish Inheritance. Remember to vote in the Celtic Top 20 for 2022. This is our way of finding the best songs and artists each year. You can vote for as many songs and tunes that inspire you in each episode. Your vote helps me create next year's best Celtic music of 2022. And what's new in Irish and Celtic Music Best of 2022 playlist? 2 weeks after this episode is launched, I compile the latest Celtic Top 20 votes to update a playlist on Spotify and Amazon Music. These are the results of your voting. You can help these artists out by following the playlist and adding tracks that you love to your playlist. The newest bands that are added to the playlist include The Barley Boys, Hair of the Dog, Teda, Beyond the Pale, and Anlar. You can hear some of their music in show number 543, I think it is. Or you can check out some of the music on the latest episode of Pub Songs and Stories, because I've been highlighting all these bands over there as well. So you can check that out. Thank you, patrons of the podcast, because of your kind and generous support. This show comes out at least 4 times a month. Your generosity funds the creation, promotion, and production of the show. It allows us to attract new listeners and to help our community grow. As a patron, you hear episodes before regular listeners. You can pledge $1 or more per episode and cap how much you want to spend each and every month over on Patreon, which I highly recommend. In fact, if you want to say, like, you can only charge me like 4 times or 2 times or 1 time or 5 times, you can do that. I noticed that in January, I charge my patrons 5 times, which I try not to do, but I made a mistake. So I apologize for that. But that's one of the great things about being able to cap it. You can say, I want to, you know, pay $5, $10, $20, $100 per month. No more than that. No more than $100. You can also get music-only episodes and free MP3s when you become a Songhenger. A super special thanks to our newest patrons of the podcast, Ben Doran, Karen, Mark H., and Carl F. You can become a generous patron of the podcast on Patreon at songhenge.com. We have more music up. It is Bridget's Crossing. This is Weeping Willow from their album The Fall. It features Jill Foley on fiddle.
Sad, my heart is lonely for thee. to weep for me.
Must return to the heart. Though it
After Bridget's Crossing, they were also formerly called Bridget's Cross, by the way. After Bridget's Crossing came Beth Patterson with Spin from Take Some Fire. Then the Innes Sisters with Own Sweet Time from Keeping Time. That features Maureen, Karen, and Teresa. They have a new album coming out in June, so stay tuned for that. And finally, Secret Sky, Black is the Color from their self-titled album. And that features Caroline Lavelle on cello and vocals. Travel with Celtic Invasion Vacations. Every year I take a small group of Celtic music fans on the relaxing adventure of a lifetime. We don't see everything. Instead, we get to stay in one area. We get to know the region through its culture, history, and legends. You can join us with an auditory and visual adventure through podcasts and videos. Learn more about the invasion at CelticInvasion.com. And if you want to start your own podcast, go check out Libsyn. You'll find a link to them in the show notes. The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is here to build our diverse Celtic community and help the incredible artists who so generously share their music with you. Musicians rely on your support so they can keep creating new music. If music in the show inspired you, you can buy their CDs, digital downloads, shirts, pens, and other merch. You can follow them on streaming and see their shows. More and more Celtic musicians are on Patreon, just like this podcast. And of course, I always appreciate it when you drop artists an email to let them know you heard them on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. And how would you like Celtic music news in your inbox? The Irish and Celtic Music Magazine is a great and easy way to plug yourself into more Celtic culture. Subscribe and get 34 Celtic MP3s for free. Next time, we have new music from the Irish Rovers, John Weber, and the Burn Band, so stay tuned for that. We're going to finish up this show with Liesl Wilson. This is Inverness Gathering, Bog on Lochan, The Nine Pint College, and Lexi McCaskill from her album, The Path. And she'll be telling more about one of her tune sets, a Welsh tune set, in fact, on the next episode of Pub Songs and Stories that comes out on Monday. So stay tuned for that. And meantime, thank you so much for listening. This is Liesl Wilson. Sláinte. Thank you. The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast was edited by Mitchell Peterson with graphics by Miranda Nelson Designs. The show is produced by Mark Gundy Kiltfeather. Subscribe to your favorite podcatcher or on our website, where you can become a patron of the podcast for as little as $1 per episode. Promote Celtic culture through music at CelticMusicPodcast.com.